Well, there's quite a number of vans on our street in Bondi, and I've walked past a number of times early in the morning to see either feces or the male occupants of the car urinating onto the street, into like the side of the road in the gutter there, which is fairly disgusting.
Right. Does it get cleaned up?
Not by them. Not as far as I'm aware of. It's there in the afternoon on my way back from work. It's there for at least a couple of days.
And how often do the same people stay in the streets? Is it always the same person?
No. To be honest, they're probably there, like it would be the same people for a couple of weeks. But I've heard stories in the area of months on end.
Are they often quite loud as well? What's their other behaviours do they do which upsets the local inhabitants?
I think the fact that they take up quite a bit of parking as well really upsets the local people. And just the dirt and the rubbish that they leave behind is really quite unnecessary and rather disgusting. There are rubbish bins in Australia. As far as the drinking, you know, really, who doesn't in Australia? So I can't really comment on that. I've never been kept up by a backpacker in his van, put it that way.
So the problem's more just the mess and the cleanliness,
the feces, the toilets, the roads as toilets.
So are you aware of the campaign by the Randwick City Council to try and clean up car parks and try and move people on?
No, I'm not, and I'm just curious as to where they are considering moving them on to.
It's only in the big car parks, which wouldn't affect you because you're in Blair Street, so it's not the...
Well, maybe it would, because maybe they'd all come up there if they can't park in the big car parks. But in saying that, that rule is in... I recently travelled to New Zealand in a camper van, and that rule exists in New Zealand. And, you know, you just shrug your shoulders and you drive on. You find somewhere else to park.
It may even exacerbate the problem in your street. It's the little back streets and stuff that they're parking in as well.
Ours is it's free parking. I think it's one of the rare streets in Bondi that you can still park on it for free. Yeah, there's a couple of streets in Bondi still, which is where the problems lie, and Dover Heights, where you can still park for free.
Has anyone complained to the council about these streets?
Yes. They have. I've read quite a number of letters in the Wentworth Courier from people living in the area that have had similar experiences to myself. Actually, a lot worse. I've only noticed it a handful of times, but some people have mentioned the fact that people are camped outside their house for months on end.
Has there been an adequate response from the council to try and clean up that problem? Have you noticed that people have been moving on, or there has been patrols?
Well, look, there's a parking officer as far as you can throw one, you know, in Bondi. But like I said, it's hard to monitor on streets where there's no metered parking or there's no time limit. Look, at the end of the day, Bondi is a hot tourist spot. And, you know, I think the council should be more concerned about other things just quietly as opposed to just worrying about a few backpackers shitting in the street. It is disgusting, but I think there are bigger issues at hand in the areas we live in.
Okay, so it's something you're prepared to put up with?
Yeah. Yep, as long as it doesn't get any worse. I think, you know, a backpacker van here and there is not going to kill anybody, is it?
It's certainly not going to kill anyone, but like you say, like parking is a premium. If it's affecting the locals, doesn't the council have a obligation to protect the rights of the locals?
Oh. Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, it's the tourist industry. They're bringing a lot of money into Australia as well, I guess. So I guess you need to consider that as well.